Shalom to all. Today's office is sponsored by Tzadi Gimel. We are starting about the 12th line with the words Lema Katanai. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're right in the middle of a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding Rav majority. Do we follow Rav and Dine Mamanes? Rav says yes, we go with Rav, and that's a nice easy way to remember it. Rav. Whereas Shmuel holds, we do not. So the Gemara suggests Lema Katanai. Let's say it's Machlokes Tanaim. We have a Braz that tells us as follows: Shar Shaya Roya. There's a shar grazing out in the pasture. V'nimta Shar Harg Betzidai, and we find a shar dead right next to it. Even though the dead shar is gored and the one grazing peacefully next to it is a muad for goring, or the dead one is all bitten up and the one innocently grazing next to it is a muad for biting. We do not say, oh, for sure it was this one that gored it or bit it, and therefore the owner of the live shar is not chayv to pay for the dead one. Now Rav Acha argues, and he says that gamal ha'echer ben agmalim, a camel that's mating among other camels, and there's a dead camel found near it, it's known for sure that this camel that was mating is the one that killed it. And that's because, as we know, when animals mate, often the males fight to the death and the winner becomes a dominant male. So we know for sure that this camel that was mating killed the one that's dead. Now the chish over here in Rav Acha is that the camel wasn't even muchzik to kill, and nonetheless he holds for sure it did and the owner is chayiv. Now using the svara, he most definitely argues with the Danakama in his case of the shar, because there it's a muad, it's muchzik that it's going to damage. So for sure there as well, Rav Acha would be mechayiv the shar's owner. Now the Gemara continues, Savrua, the Chamim thought, the Ruba of Chazaka Kiadadinenu. The concept of Rav and concept of Chazaka is the same exact thing. Rav is what we've been discussing, and Chazaka is a legal presumption that something will or will not happen. And therefore, we can say, Lema Rav da Amar Krav Acha. Let's say that Rav, who paskins Rav, goes like Rav Acha, who paskins Chazaka, because this is a case of Chazaka. We have a Chazaka that the Shar is going to gore, or is it Shmuel da Amar Katanakama? Shmuel, who does not go with Rav, goes like the Tanakama, who does not go with Chazaka. However, the Gemara says, no Raya. Amalcha Rav would tell you, I know that Amri Afilu Tanakama. I can even go and sheet this Tanakama, because I can't look like Amar Tanakama Hasam. The only reason why Tanakama paskins what he does over there in the case of the Shar is El Delay Azlina Basar Chazaka. That's because we just simply don't go Basar Chazaka, Aval Basar Ruba Azlinon, but we will go Basar Rav. In other words, Rav is stronger than Chazaka. And actually, in the case of the Shar, Rav contradicts the Chazaka, because Rav tells us that a different Shar killed this one, not the one that's innocently grazing next to it. And Shmuel Melcha, Shmuel will tell you the same thing. Another Amri Afila Rav Acha. I can even go and sheet this Rav Acha, because I can't look at Amri Rav Acha Hasam, El Dazlina Basar Chazaka, Duhu Gufei Muchsek. The only reason why Rav Acha says over there that we go Basar Chazaka is because this animal itself is muchzik. So of course we're going to say that this animal did it. Aval Basar Ruba Leizlinon. But it doesn't mean in a case of Rav that will paskin Rav. And therefore it's not necessarily Machlekes Tanaim. So Gemara continues Tashma. We're going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah against Rav. What does the Mishnah say? Hamecher Pesach Haveroi. A person sold produce to his friend Vizaron, and the guy planted them. Veloid Samchu. Nothing grew. Vafilu Zara Pishton. Even if he sold him flax seed, which is usually bought for planting, Ein Chayv Bachriusan. The seller is not chayv to reimburse the buyer. Now my Afilu. What does the Mishnah mean by saying Afilu Zara Pishton? Lav, doesn't it mean Afilu Zara Pishton Derubal Azriya Zavni? Even when we're talking about flaxseed, the Rav of Zara Pishton is bought for planting. Vafilu Hachi, nonetheless, Loyazlina Basaruba. We don't go Basar Rav. This is clearly not like Rav, who paskins that we do go Basar Rav. The Gemara says, you want to know what Tanaihi? It's actually Machalikas Tanaim. The Tanya, we have a Brisa that tells us, Hamecha Pesach Averoi, a guy sells produce to his friend, Vizarn Veloid Samchu, and he planted them and they didn't grow. So if there's already Ginushay Nachalim, these are garden seeds that cannot possibly be eaten. For example, cabbage seeds are not able to be eaten on their own, Chayv Bachriusan. So then the seller has to reimburse the buyer. But Zara Pishton, if it was flaxseed in Chayv Bachriusan, he does not have to reimburse him. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Tadi Gimel Beis on top, Nois Amalei Demei Zara, he has to pay him for the Zara for the seed. Now here we have a third opinion, Amru Loi, they told Rabbi Yossi, Harbi Loi Chanois Ole Dvar Macherim, many people buy it for other things. In other words, they're telling Rabbi Yossi that you're right that the majority of flaxseed in the world is purchased for planting, but the majority of people who buy Zara Pishton do so for other reasons, such as eating and refuah. For example, one farmer will buy 10 saw of Zara Pishton to plant, but 100 people will altogether buy one saw of flaxseed to eat. And these Amrulai are telling Rabbi Yossi that we follow majority of people, not the majority of what the product is used for. Now we analyze this. Mantanai, what's this Machlekes Tanaim? Who are the Tanaim that are arguing? Elin Rabbi Yossi v'Amrulai, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yossi and their Amrulai, well, Tarabaya Basaruba Azli, both of them go Basar Rav. It's just that Mar Azal Basaruba the Inchi, the Amrulai, they go Basar, the Rav of people, what do most people do with it? And Umar Azal Basar Ruba Dizriya, Rabbi Yossi goes Basar Rav of planting, but they both hold of Rav, so they can't be the Machlekes Tanaim. Ella must be Itanakama of Rabbi Yossi, Itanakama of Amrulai. It's either Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi or Tanakama and Amrulai. The Tanakama holds we don't go Basar any sort of Rav, and Rabbi Yossi or the Amrulai holds that we do go with the Rav. So here we have Machlekes Tanaim, whether or not we go with Rav. Our Mishnah seems to be that we do not go with Rav, that's for Shmuel, and we have this Braisa that also brings clear Tanaim that we have some that hold we go with Rav, and others that hold we do not go with Rav. Now going on to discuss how much has to be reimbursed. Tanrabanan, Maunaisen Lai. How much does he have to pay him? He bought the seed, planted it, nothing grew, and he could demand a refund. How much does he get? So according to Tanakama, de Mezera Veloy Haitza. He only gets reimbursed for the seed itself, but not any expenses he incurred in planting them. Whereas the Yeshayimrim, a different Tana holds, Afaitza. He even gets reimbursed for all the expenses incurred. Now, Man Yeshayimrim, who's the Yeshayimrim? Amar Chazi tells Rav Shimon Gamliel, he is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ask the Gemara, hey Rav Shimon Gamliel, where do we see this Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita? Elin Rav Shimon Gamliel de Masisin, if you want to say it's Rav Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah, did Nan, what does the Mishnah say? Hamakar Pes Chaveroi, person sold produce to his friend, Vizarn Vlad Samchu, and the buyer planted them, they didn't grow, Vafil Zara Pishton, even if it's Zara Pishton, Enichai Bachar Yusan, he's not responsible for that. Skip the parentheses, Ema Seifa, now take a look at the Seifa of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Zarei Neginosh in Nechalin, if he had sold him garden seed, which is not edible, Chai Bachar Yusan, so he's Chayef to pay. Now taking the ratio in the Seifa of the Mishnah, it seems to be that Tanakama Nami Achakamar, that the Tanakama is saying the same thing, Zara Pishton, who de Enichai Bachar Yusan, specifically with flax seed, the seller doesn't have to reimburse the buyer. But that's mashma that even Shita Tanakama, if you sold him garden seed which can't be eaten, he is responsible for that. And that would mean that there's no machlokes Tanakama Rav Shimon Gamliel, but it's obvious in a basic reading of the Mishnah that there is a machlokes. So what is the machlokes? It must be the machlokes is, does the buyer get reimbursed for his haitzos, for his expenses? Marshal Tanakama holds Dmei Zara, he only gets reimbursed for the actual seed and nothing more than that, whereas the Marshal Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Af Haitza, he even gets reimbursed for his expenses. The Gemara says no. Mimai, who says that's true? Dilma Ipcha. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the Tanakama is one of the holds he gets reimbursed for the expenses, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds he does not. The Gemara says no. Holy kasha, that's not a problem. Call Tana Basra Litfuei Milsakasi. Any Tana which is a later one who comes afterwards, he's coming to add on to the previous Tana. So for sure, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the buyer gets reimbursed for his expenses. The Gemara continues asking though, Vidilma Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel he, maybe the entire Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. There's actually no machlekes. There's actually something missing from the Mishnah, and this is what should be taught. Hamaycher Pes Chaveroi Vizarin Vloit Samchu, a fellow sold produce his friend, he planted them and they didn't grow. Afilu Zara Pishton, Enichai Bachar Yusan, even if it was Pishton, the seller doesn't have to reimburse him. Skip the parentheses. Divi Rav Shimon Gamliel. These are the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. She Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, skip the parentheses again, Zarai Negina She'ena Chalin, Chai Bachar Yusan. Then we're dealing with Zarai Negina that aren't eaten, so he's Chayef to pay for that. And if this is really the way to understand the Mishnah, then there's no machlekes, and we have no proof that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, he's reimbursed even for the Aitzais. The Gemara says, you're right. Elohar Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's the following Rav Shimon Gamliel. The time you have a Braisa, Hamayel Chitin Litchain, a person brought his wheat to the grinder for them to be ground into flour, Veloy the Sasan, and he didn't soak them in water first, which produces a really fine flour, Vasan Subin Amursan, and the whole thing turned out just to be coarse bran or fine bran, or Kemach Lenachtoim, he brought his flour to the baker, Vafai Pasni Pailin, and the guy baked crumbly bread, or Behemel Tabach, he brought his animal to the butcher, meaning to the Shaychet, Venivla, and the guy made it in Nevela, now the animal can't be used. Chayev, all these people that ruined it, they're Chayev to pay for what they ruined, Vibnei Shuk and Isa Sachar, because he's a nice Sachar. Really, the proper gear is to take out the letter Chaf. It's Mipnei Shehu Naisei Sachar. It's because he's getting paid. And he was getting paid to do good work, not to ruin the thing. And since he ruined it, he has to pay for it. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Naisei Lei Demai Baishtai, he has to pay him for the embarrassment, Udmei Baishas Archav, and for the embarrassment of the guests. In other words, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, and not only does the raw material which got ruined have to be paid for, but also extra expenses, such as the embarrassment the person suffered. What do you mean, embarrassment? So imagine someone's making an event, and he hires one of those crunchy artsy types to make naturally fermented whole grain sourdough bread, and it simply didn't bake properly and crumbled all over the place. That's not only embarrassing for him, but it's also embarrassing for all the guests that they didn't have any food, and that has to be paid for. Now that's basically considered the haitzos, the expenses. So we clearly see the Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that not only do the raw materials have to be paid for, but also the expenses. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, also says, Minugadol Hayu Yerushalayim, there's a great minug in Yerushalayim, Hamash Suda Chaveroi, if a person gave a suda to his friend, meaning it was a person's responsibility to make a suda, he was a caterer, Vikilkala, and he ruined it, he has to pay him for his embarrassment, Udmei Bashas Archav, and the embarrassment of the guests, and of course, he also has to pay him for the raw materials that were ruined. Now, once we're on the topic, we continue with something else that's very nice. There was another great minig in Yerushalayim, the Mapa Prusa Gabe Pesach. A person would display a kerchief by the entrance of his door. Kolzman Shemapa Prusa, as long as it was there, waving in the wind, Archa Nechnasin, guests would come in to get food. Nistaka Mapa, if that Mapa was taken away, in Archa Nechnasim, guests would not come in. And this is a great minig, because the Archim, the guests, the wayfarers, poor people, would know that this Baal Bayis wants me to come in because he has his flag waving by the entrance. But if it's taken down, a person knows not to knock, and this way we can avoid uncomfortable situations. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.